When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1894. We All Fail, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. This is kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Then on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send one in by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Thank you so much in advance for sending me your questions. It's one of my favorite parts of doing this show. All right, and with that, let's jump right in and hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. We All Fail, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. No matter how strong you aren't stronger than you are. There will always be an exercise or weight that is beyond even the strongest man or woman's ability. Anyone who has ever lifted any meaningful weight has failed. The strongest person you know has failed. We all have failed. No one is ever too good to fail. Oftentimes, we must fail in order to succeed. The greatest athletes you've ever seen have failed and will fail again. And while these words may sound depressing right now, the opposite is actually true. A bad day in the gym does not signify that something is wrong. It simply reaffirms that you are human. Unfortunately, many young athletes have been fooled to believe otherwise. They falsely assume that success brings with it immunity to failure. I hear from these athletes regularly. They write to me out of frustration whenever they miss a lift or have a bad day in the gym. Just last night, I received an email from an aspiring athlete who asked the following, quote, "Ross, I am trying to reach your level, but I occasionally have a bad day in the gym. What did you used to do when you had bad days? Did you push through it or train something else?" End quote. This question was asked with a built-in assumption that I no longer have bad days. I receive questions like this all the time. These athletes believe that something is wrong if they aren't hitting personal bests every time they step in the gym. It doesn't work that way. Let me remind you again, we all fail. The ambitious often fail more than anyone else. I certainly do. I'm very passionate about my training and always want more. Whatever I can lift, I want to lift more. Whatever I can do, I want to do more. If I'm not willing to go too far on occasion, I won't know how far I can go. Earlier this week, I posted a video to Instagram of me performing dips with 225 pounds. After posting the clip, I received several positive comments. A few people even suggested it looked easy. They don't realize that I viewed that set as a failure. Instagram only follows for 15-second videos, so no one saw what happened next. I had my heart set on hitting 5 reps. I failed on the 5th. I'm lucky the video cut off so no one could hear me afterward. I may have contended with C.T. Fletcher for the most F-bombs in a minute. Fortunately, I am experienced enough to know that failure isn't fatal. It's part of the process. Anyone who knows how much they can lift also knows an amount that they can't. It comes with the territory. I know I am close. Sure, I'll get pissed off when I'm caught up in the moment, but it only takes a few minutes to get over it. It was sometime last year that I did my first dip with 225 pounds. I was so excited when it happened. I had my eyes set on 225 for months. I'd made several attempts before and had always come up short. When I finally hit my first rep, I knew I had won. My previous failures were stepping stones. They were an integral part of the process. They were always there to let me know where I stood. Without an attempt, I wouldn't have known. Now that I am working towards 5 reps, my experience has been almost identical. I don't fail all the time, as I certainly don't set out to fail. It happens, though. It's part of the process. When I filmed the video I mentioned, I thought I had it in me. That's why I tried. I was wrong. It wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last. If you are a young athlete, please heed this advice. You will never be too good for a bad day. It happens to the best of the best. We all have bad days. I have been in training camps with some of the best fighters in the world, and even they have an occasional off day. They don't panic, though, because they understand it comes with the territory. In summary, please don't misconstrue the message. I am not suggesting that you set out to fail. I don't plan it in advance. I am ambitious, however, so there are times when I need to know what I can do. There is no formula in the world that is as accurate as trying. If I want to know what I can lift, I don't reach for a calculator. I reach for the weights. If an occasional bad day pops up out of nowhere, I don't lose sleep over it. I hop back on the saddle and come back the next day. As I've said many times before, real strength requires an investment in time. There are no shortcuts. A few weeks or months is a blink of an eye. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a lift or have a bad day. We are all human. Bad days are a part of life. Don't ever assume you are too good for them. Instead, stare them in the eye and keep on working. Consistent, diligent work is the best formula you'll ever find for success. It isn't easy, though, and you will fail. Accept it, deal with it, and keep on grinding. Quote, "There is no failure, except in no longer trying." Elbert Hubbard. You just listened to the post titled, "We All Fail," by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. There are so many wonderful quotes from Ross that I just read to you. When he said, "I don't set out to fail, but it's part of the process." When he said, "consistent, diligent work is the best formula you'll ever find for success." Those are all so very true and things that I feel very strongly about. People often assume that my life had one straight path and I never deviated from that path. I went to school, graduated from school, became a faculty member, started a podcast, and here I am. Nope, it wasn't like that at all. I wasn't always into health, nutrition, fitness, wellness. I got diagnosed with a chronic disease, but that still didn't get me interested in health, nutrition, wellness, and fitness. I worked in payroll for 3 years, then went back to school, then got my advanced degrees. I almost got kicked out of school for having poor grades and had to fight my way back in. When I knew I wanted to teach, I got rejected by at least 40 different higher-level institutions before someone finally took a chance on me. So we can use Ross's advice for anything. If you're trying to change your diet, if you're trying to change your body, if you're trying to change your life, all of these rules still apply. So as Ross said, failure is part of life. Accept it, deal with it, and keep on grinding. All right, that'll do it for the Sunday episode, but I'll be back in just a second with our bonus episode for the week and where your optimal life awaits.